Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and best in sports. And you never know who's going to drop by on a Friday night right here at YSR. NFL coaching legend, a distinguished guy, and of course that is Dick Vermeil. Welcome aboard. It's good to have you with us in Houston. Are you going to warm us up a bit?
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I didn't bring it with me, though. Believe me, it's cold in the East when I flew in here yesterday. But yeah, we love coming to Houston.
Well, it is certainly a big weekend. The NFL's Final Four, the AFC, the NFC Championship. But I actually want to start off our conversation by just sending out and extending a congratulations to you on being inducted into the Rose Bowl Hall of Fame. That is a huge honor. Share a little bit about that.
Well, really, the reason I was inducted, first Brent Musburger introduced me to them and I think motivated the board a little bit, but because I'm the only coach that ever coached the game and won it and then came back and broadcast the game. So they created a little category that moved a guy that had only been in the Rose Bowl one time into the Hall of Fame because he's the only guy that broadcast the game as well a few times. So it's a real honor, and they treated us like king and queens out there. It was just a wonderful experience in every way.
Well, we have to take our audience back to 1976. You were the head coach of the UCLA Bruins, and you pulled off the ultimate upset. It was against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Right. They were the number one team in the country. That was huge. Share a little bit about that.
Well, they had beaten us, I think it was 43-10, 43-10 in the regular season, something like that. They'd beaten us badly in an interconference game. So when we kept improving and earned the right by winning then the Pac-8, it was, and they won the Big Ten undefeated and were national, slated to be the national champion, we had the chance to play them again. And we were 15.5-point underdogs. And we beat them soundly. And it was just, the team had matured. My coaching staff did a great job, and things went well. John Shira, my quarterback, was voted the most valuable player in the game and just went into the NCAA College Football Hall of Fame. So that proved we had good players. And it was a big, big thrill. And it's still considered, which I found out being there, the biggest upset in the history of the Rose Bowl.
2 years as the head coach at UCLA, did you always have aspirations to want to take your game to the next level? Because then your next stint was heading to the Eagles.
Well, I had been an assistant at the Rams, so I knew what it was like to coach in pro football. But I wasn't just real motivated to go in the NFL. I loved my head coaching job. But, in those days, they didn't pay college football coaches like they did today. I was making $30,000 a year when we won the Rose Bowl game, and I got a raise to 32.5 for winning the game. And serious. And all of a sudden, someone comes and offers you a pro contract at $50,000 a year, up to $75,000 after. That was a lot of money. And I liked pro football, and I didn't have to worry about summer job programs, grades, and teenager problems. So I went.
We are so glad you're with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Dick Vermeil is joining us on our Progressive Insurance guest line. Of course, the NFL coaching legend. And here in the open, I was talking about just the success you had back at UCLA and coming up with that huge win against the Ohio State Buckeyes. They were the number one team in the country in 76. Do you follow college football that much? I mean, obviously, what Urban Meyer was able to accomplish this year, it was really phenomenal.
Right. He did a great job. He's done a great job wherever he's been. And he's also been in a situation where he's always going to have good players. University of Florida is always going to have good players. Ohio State is always going to have good players. Uh-huh. Now, he's the caliber coach that takes the good players and makes them great players. And that's why they win national championships. He's done a great job, and he's going to win some more.
Well, the influence that he had on his third-string quarterback in Cardale Jones, I mean, that was absolutely huge. Yeah. I mean, have you ever seen a college program, flush out and have to go through so many different difficult situations? It was chaotic. But then to ultimately have a starting quarterback win it all, his only third-time playing.
Well, only a school like Ohio State or Alabama or Florida could do something like that, because your young players waiting for the opportunity to play and mature and develop the skills to be a starter, they're there. But they haven't played yet, and that's what happened this time. The second-string guy came in and played extremely well. They win. He gets hurt. Now here comes Ordell, and he plays better than expected, but the talent is there. There's depth at every position, and that's what allows them to end up being national champions.
Let's zero in on the quarterback position, because obviously you have coached some of the greats. I think back to 99, winning it all, the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner, and then also the opportunity with Eagles with Ron Jaworski. What separates or differentiates a quarterback? What are some of those attributes from being good to being great and making them really special?
Well, the great ones are normally very fine leaders. They're very bright. They're very good under pressure, and maybe most importantly, they're very accurate, regardless of what time of pass you're asking them to throw and what environment. They throw well when they have a lot of time. They throw well when they don't have a lot of time. They throw well on the move. They throw well on the back foot. They throw when everything is not perfect because, you know, people are getting paid to get after them and not give them time to throw. And Kurt Warner could throw extremely accurate under pressure. He could throw, he could vary the delivery and throw it accurately. And he had tremendous poise. And the other thing he had is, like I say, like Michael Jordan, the last play of the game, the Super Bowl, he was in it. He threw a touchdown pass to win it. Okay. The last play the week before, the last play the week before in the NFC Championship game, he threw a pass to win it. Okay, he goes all the way to Arizona, Phoenix, and the last, he's playing the pit in one game there. The last pass he throws should win the game, and then Pittsburgh came back and won it. But in three of the biggest games in his life, the last pass he threw was the touchdown to win the game. Not many people have those attributes.
He is a winner, no doubt about it. When I think of Kurt Warner, the poise, the character, the integrity. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you know, it was a difficult year in the NFL, kind of a bruised eye from just all the different transgressions that took place with Ray Rice and Adrian Peterson. How much does, you know, Coach Vermeil, how much does in character, how much is that of a value do you place on that when you were looking at players?
I put a very high, high price tag on character and quality of the athlete. Sometimes you make a mistake anyway. Sometimes people give you poor advice, poor information on evaluating his integrity. But most of the time you get the straight scoop. And sometimes some people need some time. And, you know, there's no correlation between age and maturity. You know, sometimes a kid's ready at 19, 20, 21 years old and really come along fine. Another guy's 25, 26, 27. What you have to do as a coach is look for the attributes and the qualities in a player that you think when it's his time, he will be ready to play and play it at with the value system that the entire organization represents.
Did you know that Kurt Warner was going to exceed so many different expectations? I mean, he was just phenomenal. How did you bring out the best in him?
Well, I didn't know. I thought he could play. I really did. And Kurt will tell you this. When he made the final cut his first year there, okay, coming out of the, we sent him to Europe to play in the European League, coming out of arena football. I walked by him in the hall and I said to him, Kurt, there's something about you I like and I can't wait to find out what it is. But there, I just had a hunch. And it came down to a close decision to keep him or let him go. And the other thing people don't know, his name was on the expansion draft. He could have been taken off our roster for nothing. Mm. We put him out there because we had to put up so many players for the expansion teams, and everybody passed him by. But fortunately, no one took him. I didn't think anybody would. If I knew somebody was going to take him, I wouldn't have put him there. But anyway, I thought he could play because we were going to be a good football team, and he could keep us winning. I had no way could I predict he could be the most valuable player in the Super Bowl.
You know, I highlight and talk about Kurt Warner. Give me a Grant Wistrom story. Jason Peter is a weekly guest on our radio show. And of course, those guys are best friends. And Jason said, be sure and ask Coach Vermeil that you understand that you had to wake up Grant. He wouldn't
I'll give you a good story on Grant.
Okay, talk to me about Grant.
Grant's one of my favorites.
Is he? Okay.
I have, you know, all coaches have favorites. And I drafted him in the first round of brought him to St. Louis. So that's how much I thought about it. We're playing Cincinnati in Cincinnati in 1999. And it's a day game, and we're all going to, we go back, we're going to fly back. In fact, Carol and I had tickets to go see Celine Dion that night. Mm-hmm. That was really exciting. Well, the plane has problems, so we have to stay at the airport in Cincinnati. We can't go. So I asked the bartender, hey, these guys are meant to keep the bar open. Let the kids have some beer, and we'll get some grub. And hey, we were there 3 or 4 hours, and needless to say, they had quite a few beers. Well, we fly home, and Grant Wistrom lives about three doors down from Carol and I in our townhouse. So the next morning, I get up to go to work Monday morning early to go to work, and there's a note on my door. Coach, wake me up as you head out. Grant Wistrom.
Legendary coach Dick Vermeil. We have got to step aside for a quick commercial break. We want you to rejoin us as we're going to be talking to one of the game's finest, the great Dick Vermeil.